Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
It doesn't feel like the holidays for some reason. How about you people? Doesn't it feel like the holidays? Playing like less holiday music out of survival guilt. Everything that's hurricanes and, you know, it's hard to enjoy yourself, but so much sadness going on. So, man, why don't you try to help the people that you know or around you or volunteer some time? And maybe this year for gifts, instead of giving, you know, gifts and stuff, give debit cards or something to help people out. And then they won't be so sad about it. And that'd be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it? Yep. Because the holidays come and the holidays go, but people that we care about are forever. Isn't that profound? Anyway, let's start off with a little, how about some Christmas holiday cheer? All right, from a live show.
Thank you.
you know, 12-year-old fruitcakes and all that stuff. And I started to think about, you know, early dating, one of my early dating traditions, and that's when I was dating this guy named Chet. And it was really, we do this romantic weekend, we drive all the way up to the country, and he had a fireplace, we buy all the traditional foods, and then we start the fire, only he would let me do it, because, like, women don't know how to start a fire. And then, so then it would become time to roast the chestnuts, and he would go, no, you're not going to do it, only I'm going to do it. So I said, well, let me do it, let me try, I could possibly do it, and what I did, just put him in the fire. No, and then he said no, and then we started doing it, tug and war, and then I pushed him back, and he fell in the fire, and his pants were on fire, and he started running around the room, which is probably why we broke up. But with that in mind, I wrote a little Christmas song, and in memory of Chet. Chestnuts roasting in an open fire, Jack Frost ripping off my clothes, Yuletide rumors being spread by the choir, and men dressed in their mother's clothes. Everybody knows some bourbon and some mistletoe. Help me make it through the night, though I've been done many times, many ways. Merry Christmas tonight. Well, you've been a great audience. That wasn't thunderous enough, I'm sorry. For the brilliance you're seeing right now. With that in mind, who do we have here? Sir. Sir, what's your name? You.
Brian.
Brian, what do you do for a living, Brian?
Graphic designer.
Oh, great. Graphic design, what is that? You draw pictures for album covers and stuff?
Yeah, advertising and on the web.
Advertising on the web. You know your stuff then. That's pretty good. Brian, do you have any hobbies?
Guitar.
Guitar? What kind? Regular guitar? You play guitar? What else? Do you have any favorite foods?
Favorite food.
This isn't hard, Brian.
Steak.
You love steak? And potatoes, you're a graphic artist, and you like steak and potatoes, and you play guitar. You know, Brian, you're not going to believe this. I happen to have written a song about your life. In the key of G.
Definitely go check it out. And Wacko Bob is in the house. Wacko Bob, one of the wackos, one of the many wackos that appear on that show that you just got to love. Always fun on the Wacko Bob show on Blog Talk Radio. And I believe they're Monday through Friday at 9, if that's correct, the time. And I'm with Stupid on Blog Talk Radio is 11 p.m. and 11 a.m., but I don't remember which days are which. But it's always fun, and it's always a good time. And let's rock out to December, people, because they have a new CD out. And they're fun. What's one I haven't played? Here's one I haven't played yet. Okay.
My two front teeth are gone, as you can plainly see. I don't know who to blame for this catastrophe, but my one wish on Christmas Eve is plain as it can be. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. My two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could two front teeth, my two front teeth.
I get it right. They're December people, Nancy. December people. That's who has the CD out. That's why I have notes all over the place so I can read it. Let's see. Oh, today, December 7th, the December people rock the holidays at the Lavoie Theater, Millville, New Jersey. Show to benefit, local food bank. We love those benefits. For tickets, go to lavoie.net events, December people. Get the CD, December people 3 at www.decemberpeople.com.
www.thecomedycongress.com. All right. They're pretty cool people. Check them out. I like their rock and roll Christmas style. That's always fun, isn't it? George Bettinger's in the house, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday through Fridays at 4 p.m. When I say in the house, I mean they're in the chat room, people, if you're just listening. And I can see Betty Jo. I've memorized your number at this point. Betty Jo is listening via phone. Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4. George Bettinger, 106hotmix.com. And join him on Facebook for updates so you'll know what he's doing. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, always fascinating. And I think Betty Jo told me who she's going to have on this coming Tuesday. It's an award celebration. I'm honored to receive, Betty Jo received the first place award in a prestigious book contest. Yay! And she's going to share the good news on Blog Talk Radio. So join her with Linda F. Radke, president of Five Star Productions. And they're going to celebrate the Royal Dragonfly Book Award 2012 during December 11th episode, Confessions of a Movie Addict. Terrific book. Make a great movie, everyone. And it was the first place winner. So check out Betty Jo Tucker and her numerous awards. And check out George Bettinger and his constant goings-on in TV. George is also available for private events. Boom. I have a Christmas CD out, but to get it, limited editions, you got to go to my Facebook page to order it, and I'll tell you how. Okay, let's keep it moving here. What else have we got going on? Well, you know, we can't just have Christmas, right? So we got to have a little bit of fun going on with everything. What's going on with the world? I don't know. I know what we need. How about some holiday hints? Yeah. Here we go.
And now it's time for Nancy's Holiday Hints for the Home. Thaw Christmas Eve fish in milk for that fresh thawed flavor. Refrigerated Christmas candles burn slower. Pick up broken glass ornaments with a wet newspaper. For minor Christmas burns, use holy water, not butter. Christmas dinner too sweet? Add salt. Too salty? Add sugar. Can't get it just right? Eat out. For Christmas consumer shock victims, elevate legs 12 inches. Cut credit card in half. Do not give water or additional line of credit. Remove spelling bee stingers by scraping them away with a dictionary. Do not use a thesaurus. Santa's stuck zippers move easily when rubbed with a lead pencil. A dead reindeer doesn't fly at night. Remove Christmas gum from hair by massaging it with Christmas peanut butter. Remove gum gently with Christmas comb. For instant Christmas CPR, call 911. Clear passageway, 3 sets of 2 breaths, 15 compressions, and pray. What doesn't kill you Christmas Day only makes you stronger New Year's Eve. Men who remember birthdays and Christmas presents live longer and more productive lives. This has been Nancy Lombardo's Holiday Hints for the Home.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, It's somewhere a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Wasn't that fun? Terrific, terrific. Going on, talking about George Bettinger in the house, 106hotmix.com. George Bettinger. A lot of people. I'm going to have a special guest from another radio show drop in today. I'm not telling you who. You'll know when he calls in around in 9 minutes, I think. But he just forgot to tell me what number he'd be calling from. So I don't know. All right. Okay, let's keep it going, shall we? For those of you listening and not sure why I keep saying in the house, it's because there's a chat room, and those are people who are dropping in. But there's a lot of other people just listening. These are just people who are listening online. A lot of people listen from their cell phones when they're working out, and I say thank you to those people. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I've got so much going on here. That's let me check out. What else can we do here? Oh, shall we stick with the Christmas theme, or shall we have, like, a little fun here? I got to say, I love this song by Chuck Colombo. Check him out, Chuck Colombo. You can find his CD online, but it's a great little fun video, too.
Said these days are awfully frightening. Get my daily dose of shock every evening round 6 o'clock. My cat sits right there with me, but he don't watch no TV. And while my hairs all stand on end, he has managed to transcend. Know the past, he's not your poochie. He's a born satisfaction. In the now, the cat is happening. In his world, there are no banks, no war, no bombs, no tanks. No control freaks will be found.
It's a cat
all the way down. Now, if I may be so blunt, these two vices, fear and want, do us in if we don't act. That's why you must watch the cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. Cat is a Zen master.
Play it on your catocaster.
Get out of your mind. If you don't know how to do that, just go get yourself a cat.
Watch the cat.
He don't watch the news.
Watch the cat.
He don't get those blues. That is how I found the answer.
Cat is Zen master.
So when you're home at night, turn off your electric light, burn a candle two or three, and pull the plug on your TV. Suddenly the war is over, and you just don't need a makeover. Watch the cat and you will see. Nice fur, commercial free. All that rises, falls away. Off goes that 401k. But you'll know where it's at if you'll just consult the cat.
Watch the cat.
Turn off the TV.
Watch the cat.
Tune out and be free. Yeah, the cat is master.
Colombo, C-O-L-O-M-B-O. If you want to check him out, check out his CD. It's very fun. That's him playing and singing on there. It's always good. Now let's hear a little commentary from the Euclideer, Camille Theobald. Am I saying it wrong? Theobald. All right, let's hear on her comments. Here we go. This is on Christmas decorations.
Letter 92, people piss me off. Dear store who put up Christmas decorations before Halloween has even passed. Whoa! Hold your horses! You are, like, way too early on this one. You are so impatient. There is a difference between being ahead of the game and prepared, and then just being a complete a-hole. I think you know which one you are. I wouldn't be surprised if you guys have your Christmas lights and Santa's up before even Thanksgiving has passed. It's stores like you that make people feel like they have to put up Christmas decorations way too early, so that no one even acknowledges that it's not time for candy canes and presents. It's time to eat way too much and give thanks. And I only bring up Christmas decorations because you never see Hanukkah or Kwanzaa decorations up before December. Why do you guys have to be all early about it? Maybe you should take a lesson. They're not as selfish, okay? They know how to respect pilgrims and Native Americans. So I hope this made you think about what you've done. And maybe if you stop for a second to give thanks to those people who sat down together and decided, hey, you stole our land and raided our villages, but we're going to try and get along. I hope you take a minute to respect them, okay? And then maybe you won't get coal for all 8 days of Hanukkah, or in your stocking, or in your Rastafarian hat. Love, Camille. These are letters. Time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh.
It's great. I tell you, a lot of people dish Facebook and say, Facebook this and Facebook that. But I discovered this little gem of a comedian on Facebook because I happened to clip on one of her things. So I contacted her, and she's been making me these cute little Christmas holiday things that are just so adorable. And speaking of Facebook friends, the wonderful, the incredible, the world record holding, the incomparable Fran Capo, amazing, amazing woman. If you don't know who Fran Capo is, I want you to write it down on a piece of paper and go to www.francapo.com and be prepared to feel like an underachiever. This woman has done so many things besides being the world record holder as the world's fastest talking woman. She's written, I think she's on her 18th book. Oh, by the way, her It Happened in Books, love them too. But she's got books on everything from how to publicize yourself, how to do comedy. Oh, my gosh, it goes on and on. Check out her book list. It is an excellent, excellent idea for Christmas. If you're or Hanukkah, if you're looking for great gifts, check out her books. They're very affordable. And if you contact her and you could say, please, could you autograph it to a certain individual, she would do it. She would do it. George Bencher says he knew Fran when she did her first night of stand-up. She's an amazing woman in every way. And just check out her books. She's a great keynote speaker. I worship at her feet. That's how good she is. She is just that wonderful. So I want you to check out www.francapo.com. And her books are also available in ebook formats for your Kindle and Nook, etc. It's a really great thing. That is terrific. I just absolutely love her. All right, I'm waiting on another call, and while I'm waiting, let's have a little more Camille Theobald on Christmas Fat.
Health clubs who advertise becoming a member by telling people they're going to get fat this holiday season. Why do you have to be so rude? You should just assume that people become gluttons and gorge themselves with gingerbread cookies, candy canes, and eggnog. Some of us just drink a lot. What made you think that you could just take us all on a guilt trip and make us feel horrible about eating holiday foods and alcohol? This is the only time of year where it's acceptable to eat and eat and eat till you pass out. And you're gonna take that away from us? That's why they made ugly sweaters, so that it would distract you from the fat that's accruing underneath. I mean, if we ate like this all the time, we would look like Santa Claus, who probably has diabetes. But we don't. Look, I understand, you're trying to up your numbers. But people don't want to hear that when they're trying to survive being around their families, okay? So, stop making us all feel like horrible people for being in the holiday spirit. Love, Camille! Yeah. These are letters I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make. Letters to people piss me off. Dear lady who is way too excited about Christmas. Whoa there. Simmer down. Whew. I think you took way too many Prozac pills today because your cheery attitude is overwhelming and a little annoying. You're probably getting paid to stand here and greet people as they walk into the store. But I think you're taking it a little too seriously. You are holiday cheer to the highest extreme possible. Like, to the point where it's kind of psychotic. I mean, how do you even smile that big for that long? It hurts my face to look at your strained muscles. So please, just relax a bit. Not just because your happiness reminds me of something I don't have, but for your own sake. You know, for your high blood pressure and face muscles. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time, and so I wrote. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh. Merry Christmas.
I don't know why they cut off like that, but that's the way she sent them to me. But that was her. I said, you know, do you have any Christmas stuff? And she put together very quickly some Christmas stuff. So let's hear it for Camille Theobald. Go Facebook friend her and tell her you heard her here on the Comedy Concepts show. Wow, Morgan Lawrence was supposed to call in about now. I don't know if he checked his Facebook message. I just needed to know what number he was calling from or the first couple of digits. Hey, Mo. Call in so we can talk about your book. Okay, The Streets Ran Red, Paramedic, based on true events by Morgan Lawrence. Yeah, I like how he sent me a little note on a Nexum post-it. Can you guess what he does for a living? Okay, yeah. He's been in emergency medical services for over 25 years in a number of states throughout the country. And it spanned rural metropolitan rescue service. He's certified in air, ground, and marine rescue. He's a U.S. Navy veteran. And after a work-related injury, he left the emergency medical service field. He went back to college and received degrees in psychology and a bachelor's and master's. Wow. Wow. He's acute trauma stress management. And, wow, that's pretty impressive, Molo, if only you would call in. So I knew you were there. I assume you're in Florida, and I see 719, so I assume that is Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And George Bettinger, he's always in the house. George, you got to do like there's not enough Hanukkah songs out there. You know what I'm saying? You got to do some Hanukkah stuff. Got to get out there to cover it all. Cover it all. What can I say? George is very funny, and his CD is out too if you Facebook friend him. I think it's on CD Baby, I believe it is. And get George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. You can go Facebook friend him if you're not a Facebook friend already. He is such a great guy, him and his wife, Lizette.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Those are the amazing things. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bettinger, the many voices of, I guess, Cal Pote is in the house because I see somebody signed in as Bill Clinton. I'm assuming it's him. I'm with Stupid. Hi. Post your sites, everyone. Oh, God. Bye, Bill Clinton. Yeah. No, it's too good. I want it for my show only, George. I love this promo. It's mine forever. Anyway, what is this? I can't be sure. Authentic with handwritten things, but lost it. What did you lose? Okay, I don't know what you lose. Oh, Bill Clinton. Oh, okay, sent you a note. All right, I have to go back in my chat room to find out what my people are saying half the time, but George Bettinger, I want that promo now and forever. Now and forever, kid, I'm telling you, it's mine, it's mine, it's all mine. Now and forever. Get a load of me doing all the sound effects on this new song. That was a little bit of fun. Yeah, message me on Facebook if you'd like to buy a copy. Anyway, what do we have going on now? And don't forget, George Benger has a CD out and a lovely Fran Capo, www.francapo.com. Great, great. George, you'd love her book. It happened in New York City. Fascinating. Great read. Terrific read. And we're having some fun here. Molo Lawrence, I think it's Molo, he was supposed to call in. Asked me if he could call in. Forgot to call in. What's up with that? Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters, listening by phone. Betty Jo, we have got to solve this problem. Enjoy Betty Jo and congrats on her winning first prize for her book. Oh, that's fantastic news. And I told you it was good, Betty Jo. I want to say I was the first one to say this should be a movie. I was the first. Oh, what is this? The Merrick category saw an amusing roast of the author, including comments from Nancy Lombardo, will be replayed. Comments from me? Why, that's wonderful, I tell you. That's simply wonderful. That's great that she won that. But the Royal Dragonfly Book Award, first place. Amazing. That'll be December 11th. Yes. Wacko Bob is like, if you knew where Molo Lawrence was, he was supposed to call in. Want to talk about his books? Well, let's see where you can get his house books. I guess go to The Streets Ran Red, Paramedic, based on true events by Morgan Lawrence. And I assume you can go online and get it, the publisher's author house. So go there, The Streets Ran Red. Mo, I'm trying to promote you, but I don't know where you are. All right. Anyway, moving right along and keeping the show flowing. What is this, Blog Talk Radio Hanukkah Extravaganza? Oh, I was stupid. Oh, good for you, I was stupid. And that will be, that's the name of the show, because I'm alone. I'm not with anyone stupid right now. But I'm with Stupid on BTR Radio and Big Hanukkah Show tomorrow night, 11 p.m. on I'm with Stupid BTR. So just go to I'm with Stupid, and you want to register if you want to join the chat room and join him. And if he has a Facebook page, find him. That would be good, too. And we'll just have fun. No Molo. No Molo. Morgan Lawrence didn't call in. This is the day Morgan Lawrence didn't call in. Yikes.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Or you could buy my CD, available on CD Baby, Color Me Crazy. And now, how about some more December people, because they do good things.
Oh, Hello, I'm Irina, and I'm Lubov, and this is our Christmas extravaganza special.
We hope you enjoy.
Okay, hit me, lady.
The one, two, three, go. That was Canada Ann. You can Facebook Canada Ann and tell her you heard her on my show. Very nicely. We have a lot of fun doing those. We actually met filming a commercial. We were playing Russian maids, and we turned it into something very funny by accident. Hey, let's keep the theme going, because Florence can call it.
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas, from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad.
Gregor, he yelled, Merry Christmas, get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud.
Get off my case, said Gregor. I'll be out when I'm good and ready. Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas, and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just lay there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air, trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it! Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, "That does it!" And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, "What's that?" Gregor's dad said, "It's nothing. Merry Christmas. Concert's over. Everybody go to bed." "That does it," said Greta. "I'm never going to get married with him around." "She's right," said Gregor's dad. And Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. "Let's get rid of him," cried Greta. "Okay, but how?" chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. "Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud," cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, "Got him!" They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, "Great, now I can have his room." Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
Well, Gracie, it's that time of year, dear.
Yes, George, I love the holidays. Let's sing Rudolph with all of our friends.
All right, Gracie, you start it off.
Thank you. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it, you see, you would even say it glows. Now, all of the other reindeer, you know, they used to laugh and call him names, you see. They never let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games. Ooh, you dirty reindeer.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say...
Oh, yes, Rudolph, with your proboscis so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, Gracie.
Thank you.
Now here I want you to do your little solo.
Oh.
Everybody listen to Gracie. You ready, dear?
Yes. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over fields we go, laughing all the way.
Terrific. Now everybody sing. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you dirty rat, you would even say it glows.
Now, all of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call them names.
They never, ever, ever let poor Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Oh, yes, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus came to say...
Oh, is that your nose, Rudolph, or are you just happy to see me?
Now then, all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, you know.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, Gracie, that was wonderful. Now tell everyone good night.
Good night.
George Bettinger, that's from his CD. You can get it at CD Baby. Look for George Bettinger. Thank you, T.C. Keith. Always busy typing. Fastest typist on Blog Talk Radio, on any radio, it's T.C. Keith. Definitely, I'm with Stupid in the House, and don't forget to listen to his Hanukkah special coming on. He's got some crazy songs. He's a wacky man, wacky man. Listen to him. Guest 1354. I don't know who you are, but those are very good numbers to play. Camille Theobald was our guest today, and that was always fun. Let me see if I can play us out on thank you all for listening. And let me see if I can play us out if I can find some short Christmas music. I've still got stuff I haven't done yet. How much time do I have? Ooh, I got to find real short Christmas stuff. Let me see. Oh, here we go. This is a good one to play us out on.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your purse be light.
With your host, be
from
Nancy
now
Lombardo.
On, our spending will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide pay. From now on, our credit card debt will be months away. Here we are as in olden days, happy shopping days at stores. Faithful friends who re-gift to us, live in fear of us once more. Through the years, we all will spend together. If the rates allow, hang expensive stars upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
How fun was that? Thank you all. Goodbye, T.C. Keith and special guest. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.